You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So navigating relationships with love and respect is a key aspect of the Christian faith. Today's discussion is meant to serve as a starting point for Christian girls to reflect on their values, attitudes, and actions in the context of relationships, encouraging a thoughtful and faith-centered approach to navigating this important aspect of life. And yes, we're not speaking about Mjolo. I am joined on the line by my sister, Sister Cleo. Hi, Sister Cleo. How are you?
Good morning, Zanella. How are you?
I am good, and you? Long time. Hey, I think this is the first time. Born, I was coming there. I'm like, it's February, but Happy New Year. We are forgiven. Don't worry. We are forgiven. Are you well, though?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. I'm good. I'm so happy we are speaking about this one. But before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
All right. No problem. Dear Jesus, we would like to present it for us this morning to fellowship with one another as sisters. May you please now help us to, as we go through your word, help us to open our hearts so that we may receive what you have in store for us, and may the word that you have for us be engraved in our hearts and help us to do as you will us to do, Father. We ask all of this in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're speaking about all things building strong relationships. All right, yes, disclaimer, we're not speaking about Mjolo here, please. Some disclaimer to our listeners. But if you want to do put in Mjolo, you can bring it. But we're not speaking about that. We're just speaking about relationships here. It means that, Leo, you know, we are good girls. We're speaking about... So, Sister Leo, now, how can our Christian girls incorporate biblical principles such as love, forgiveness, patience into their relationships?
I think what is important is us being intentional in experiencing God. You know, I think you are able to love, forgive, and be patient when you believe the things that the Lord says about love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I often hear people say, no, but I can't forgive like the Bible says, or I can't love like Corinthians 13 says, you know, it's impossible. That can never be. It's the Bible way. We are living in a world and it's imperfect. And granted, that is so true when you don't believe.
Yep.
It is so true when you don't believe in the word and that God can enable you to love and forgive or be patient in a manner that he says you should, as it is written in his word. You know, I don't know why would he say do something if it was not possible. You know, so I think it is important for us then to be mindful of the fact that yes, it is impossible when you don't believe one, and the fact that you can't do it by your might nor by your power, but only by the Spirit, as the Lord. So that is how you can incorporate those principles, by believing first that when what God says in his word, it is possible. I can forgive in the manner that he says I must forgive. I can love in the manner that he says I must love, which is the perfect way. Am I willing to love? Do I believe that I can? That is the first step. If you do believe that you can, then you will see the Holy Spirit will work it through you to be able to love in that manner and to forgive in that manner and to be patient, you know, in that manner. So that is how you incorporate it. You have the desire to experience God in the way that he says you can. Then you believe that you can, and then you do, and you move with it, you know. And you will see that, yes, you can't do it by your might, but when you believe that he can enable you, he will, and you will be able to do it.
Mm, Yeah, ne? You all have to believe. So now looking at, yeah, I think this one, this is the young people, they love this one in terms of umjolo. But then now, when we're looking at our young girls, Sister Cleon, you know, how can they uphold godly standards in relationships in terms of purity, honesty, and integrity? Because we know, they say, not me, I'm past that age, Sister Cleone. They say they try to be pure. They try, you know, not to do certain things, but because of peer pressure and everything else. So now let's advise them, you know, how can you date gay and still be holy? Or as you know, let's just leave the dating alone. But how can they now uphold those things whilst in their relationships?
Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, mm-hmm. what is good and acceptable and perfect. So I think what is very important is that we need to guard our spiritual gates. You need to guard what you eat. You need to guard what you watch. You need to guard what you listen to. Those things are very important because by the whole you become, you know. So if you want to be pure and honest and have integrity, feed your soul with what you want to be, you know. If you are going to watch soapies that don't bring you closer to God, that you think more about your crush, guess what? You will crave more for your crush.
Yes.
You know? It's not easy to be honest and have integrity in a world where you can hardly get anywhere without compromising your principle. It has become a norm, I mean, in our country. Mm. It has become a norm, ethical. It's like you can't get through anything. I mean, a simple thing as getting a license nowadays, you can't get it without bribing.
Yes. You're right.
You know, so it's like the systems have been made to make it so impossible to not be ethical, to be ethical in. So, which means you have to intentionally choose to be ethical, and it's more harder as the years go, you know. And it means if ever you are going to choose to be ethical, you might just have to wait a little longer to get what you need.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more harder. So being pure, being ethical, or being honest and having integrity in the world that we live in right now has become, more harder than it was in the past. Mm. And unfortunately, it still does not change that is what the Lord requires of us.
Mm.
It's still the standard that is required of us. And it is still possible, as it was in the past. Mm. It is still possible for you to be pure, to have integrity, you know, as long as you make sure that you don't watch what you're not supposed to be watching. I mean, like I said, beholding you become. If ever you're going to be watching things that are going to ignite that emotion in you, guess what? You're going to want it. If ever you're going to be listening to things that are going to make you want to curse when you speak, you are going to do it. So guide your spiritual gates. Make sure that you focus on the Lord. You do, you watch, you listen to what the Lord wants you to listen, and you renew your mind with the things of the Holy Spirit, you know, so that you stay away from being tempted in that way. And you then need to persevere, you know, to the Lord, to clean your heart every day and put on the full armor of God each and every day, so that you can be able, you know, to get through the schemes of the devil and the schemes of life, to say when this comes, when I need now to bribe or I need to do this, you stand your ground and you say, this is not me.
Yeah.
I don't do this. If I have to repeat this again, it's okay, I'll repeat it and the Lord will vindicate me.
Mm.
Believe in him, you know, and understand that, yes, it may mean that I may have to wait longer than my peers sometimes. Then it means it's not time. Mm-hmm. If ever you have to redo it again, it means it's not time. Don't compromise because you're feeling You're feeling peer pressure. You're feeling like I'm being left behind. No, God's timing is perfect and He's never late. He's never in a hurry. When it's time, you will get what you need to get. You don't need to compromise your principles. You don't need to compromise who you are. You don't need to sleep with someone in order to get a relationship or to prove that you are worthy. You don't need to, I don't know, you don't need to pay someone to get a job. Then it's not yours because the Lord would not require that of you. You need to teach yourself to persevere and to wait on the Lord and understand that His timing is perfect and He's late. So those are the things that we are faced, and those are the principles that we have to live. We cannot just now read the Bible and then not believe the things that we are reading in the Bible to be possible for us. We need to live and understand that what the Lord has promised, He will. He's not a God that He should lie. If He says something is yours, if He says that license is yours, He's not going to get it to you by you bribing. No, He will get it to you the right way. You just need to wait on Him. And it goes for every other aspect of our lives. It's just about the waiting game on Him, not just on anyone, on Him. So, and that is how we maintain purity. That is how we maintain integrity and honesty in our lives, by beholding on the Lord and sitting at His feet and saying, we are going to do it your way, no other way, but your way. And even if it costs me the time that I think, I don't know, I'm out of time while I'm not, it's okay. Even if it means I must get that degree when I'm 25, while others got it when they were 21, it's okay. It's your time, it's your timing, and you are never late. So we should not be pressured into this microwave world where things must happen fast and,
And Sister Claire, there when you were mentioning issue of, for example, we choose. I think that maybe I'm not sure. Maybe our young girls, they struggle to deal with peer pressure, because here they are. They are choosing to be holy, to be clean, to be pure during those dating period. But because of the circle of friends that they keep, they're pressured into no doing it. Do it. It doesn't matter. So how now do they deal with the issue of peer pressure while still maintaining, upholding these virtues of, you know what, I'm going to keep my relationship pure. I'm going to keep my relationship this. But there's these voices saying, no. Besides the TV, because you've spoken extensively about, let's be careful about what we watch, but the friends that we keep, the school, when we get to school, we interact with these people, So how then do they go about that?
Contentment. I think that is very important to teach our girls to be content with themselves and who they are, knowing that nothing can bring me more value, that nothing outside can bring me more value than what is within me. I need to trust and believe that what I have is enough. And nothing outside of me can then make me, I don't know, feel better, more beautiful, or more valued than what is within me, which is the Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit want me to do? And once we've taught our girls contentment and grounding them in the Lord, to say that if my friend comes and says, no, but it's so boring, like you are missing out, our girls need to be grounded in the Lord to say, okay, I hear you, that's your opinion, but this is what I believe for myself. I'm not missing out because I know the Lord has better for me. The Lord, in His timing, He will do it the right way for me, and it will be blessed, it will be abundant, it will be beautiful in His own time. So we need to teach them contentment and help them to be grounded in the Lord. Do not Their faith must not be dependent on our faith, that if we pray, things will happen for them. They need to learn from an early age or early on in life that The Lord is my shield.
Yep.
And I shall not want. I do not lack anything. You know, if the Lord says I am enough like this, then I am enough.
Yes.
No one can prove me otherwise. Because if the armor of God says they must put on they must have the sword of the Spirit,
yes,
which is the word of the Lord. We need to teach our children the word of the Lord so that when those voices come and they say, no, man, no one is gonna want you at that age, or no one is gonna want to be with you, you are boring and whatnot, then the word of the Lord needs to ring in their minds and in their heads to say, oh, I shall not lack.
Yep.
I am in. And the Lord is never late, you know, and the Lord is not a Lord that he should lie. If he has promised me marriage and a beautiful whatever that the Lord has promised me, I will get it in due season and in due time. And I don't need to rush it. I don't need to create an Ishmael while I'm waiting for my Isaac, you know.
Yay! Like,
we need to renew their minds with the word of God. We need to help them to put on the shield, you know, for them to understand that these things happen. When my mom says I should not do this, the devil will come and try using my friends or whoever to try and derail me. But I need to be able to use the full arm of God in order to protect myself. In order, how do I use the breastplate of righteousness? How do you know the bosoms? We need to teach them those things to say, I need to get up and say, this is not true. What you're saying is not true. This is the truth. This is what the word of God says. We always need to teach them to go back to, okay, I hear you, but what does God say?
Yep. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And the moment they learn that early on in life, it's going to be easy for them to navigate this world filled with opinions, not only at school, on YouTube, on TikTok, you know. When they hear other truths that are infiltrated with a bit of lie, they need to be able to discern that and say, there's some level of unfaithfulness here. What is the truth?
Yep.
Let me get down to the bottom of it. So that is really, I think that is the only way that we can help them to navigate this world, and by helping them, by making them understand how to be grounded in the Lord and how to use the full armor on their everyday lives when we are not there.
So moving over to respect, you know, how do our girl children now respect other people? Because we do understand that we are different, you know. Other girls are witty. Other girls, they are mean. That is the honest truth. Other girls, they're just, you know, sweet konyan. It's just like, hey, this one can easily be bullied. This one, you know, they're just so reserved. They're just so calm and sweet konyana, you know. But now, how do we now deal with respect as young girls? Because we are all different, you know. How then now do we use that principle of respect to deal with those differences, those booties, those minis, those sweet konyanas, you know, those reserved girls? How do we deal with those?
Yeah, that one is a very hard one, I've realized, especially for the growing young girls. The Lord says we always want to revenge, and we always want to. I remember my girl once said, I want to hurt them the very same way they hurt me.
Yep.
And I think that is all our reaction towards everything in life. Angenzi was so mean.
Yes.
Like, you can't do me, you know. That is always what we want to say. But the Lord says, do not judge, or you judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So it is very, very important that we teach our girls, especially, I think Jesus is a good example on this one. We don't see him looking for, I don't know, the ones who are righteous, who are the sweet ones. We actually see him going for friends that, like Matthew, the tax collector, who is not liked. who is disrespected by everybody because of the choices that he's made, you know, in life. But Jesus goes and intentionally goes and chooses friends that in most of their ways, he does not agree with how they think and what they do, but he still chooses them in any case.
Yep.
Because he sees beyond what their current situations are showing us, you know. He saw who they are in God and believed that they could be that with patience and love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that is what we need to teach our girls as well, that, you know, most of the time when people hurt us, when people do certain things that we don't understand that are mean to us, the first question that we always need to ask ourselves is, what happened to you?
Hey.
You can't be like this because you won't be like this. I don't think anybody wakes up and says, I want to be horrible. Something happened. And maybe I can help you navigate through what happened. Let me give you love. Let me give you patience and see that we can't prune these things that life has done to you so that we can get to the beauty that you are. You know, because each and every one of us has that in them. But obviously, the devil has a way of hurting us to a point where we end up hurting others. Hurt people, hurt others.
True.
You know, and we need to create or teach our girls to have that compassion towards other people, to say, when I see someone suffering, when I see somebody hurting another person, I need to understand that that is not godly, and therefore it cannot be in their nature. Something happened. Something happened, and maybe I can assist, and maybe I can be there for this person, and it has nothing to do with me. I don't have to take offense to everything that is done with me. All I need to do is to take them to the Lord in prayer. I know it's hard to teach young girls that, but I think when we start early on in life, when these things happen, our reaction should not be, Ushai, Ushai.
Bona, umene, makati one ut left, makati right ut left.
You know, but let's teach them how to be compassionate, how to have empathy, you know, and how to see beyond what meets the eye, you know, and because I truly believe our young girls have discerned the spirit more than we do most of the time, and we are the ones that kill it by instilling these principles of ours that, oh man, Wednesday, fight. No, and then we kill the Holy Spirit in the process instead of them listening to the Holy Spirit in terms of respond with compassion, respond with empathy, and maybe the person might soften up and wants to be better.
You know, Sister Cleo, as you're saying that, it's very much critical, and I think we need a broader conversation, you know, with them, the young girls involved, saying that, you know, we sit down like, guys, you know, what is the issue or what is the problem, challenge, you know, so that we give them this advice face to face, and we also hear from them, because what I've often heard or seen is that they cry ngokuthi we don't listen to them, we don't hear them, you know, and some of them, they do these things that we are saying by way of acting out, you know, but we need to have that space of, guys, let's talk, you know. I actually marvel at people who would say, oh, this one is my best friend. We've been best friends since, hey, they even tell you years. I'm like, hey, you, two women together for 10, 20 years, njani, you know. So those are the kind of things that we need. We also need to hear, Uguti, how do those women, you know, did it? How did they do it? How did they build those particular relationships? But as we close this, Cleo, do you have any closing remarks regarding how our girl children can build and sustain their relationships?
Okay. I think there's a new gospel that we preach these days of reciprocity.
Yeah.
It's the VUA. And I'm yet to hear how that is that principle is biblical, honestly.
Mm.
But if you go with that, there's no way you're going to keep any relationship.
Mm.
Because God does not function like that.
Mm.
But the world does. The world wants us to believe that it's a give and take situation.
Ah.
So we need to teach our girls the concept of giving, because relationships are about giving.
Mm.
And it is the only way we get to experience God fully.
Mm.
For ourselves. He works through relationships, unfortunately, you know. And he works through the hard ones, for that matter. Those girls that are saying we've been together for 20 years, it's because they worked through that relationship intentionally. So it's not that it had no issues, it had no struggles. It did. But they chose to work through it using godly principles, you know. So most, if not all, the principles we have must be implemented with people.
Mm-hmm.
The number one rule with relationships, don't give with an expectation to get it back. You will be hurt.
Mm.
Give because God said so. The next question then is always, who will give to me?
Hey.
Because I am also in need. That's not your portion, my friend.
Mm.
God says he will provide for, and you have to trust that.
Yep.
You do your part and God will do his part. Sometimes he does not provide what you've given to your friend through your friend. He will provide through another friend. And that is still enough. And so sometimes we always expect that he must come back from the same person. No. God said he would provide. He never said how.
And
that is the mindset that we need to teach our girls. That this thing of reciprocity, and it's what's killing relationships. Because you don't know when you are giving to that person at what level they are at in life.
Yep.
Maybe they only can't give back.
Mm.
And you are busy expecting something that a person cannot give.
Mm.
The question is, are you being given what you need elsewhere? And if you are, what more do you need? Why must we be greedy? Why must we say, if I give you affection, you must give me affection back. But you get affection from your sister. Is that not enough?
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna tell my colleague, Derek. I think he would do well in that conversation to invite you for Bible perspective. Is it repro what? Reprocessing, yeah. You say I can't even pronounce it. That's why I don't want to do it, you know. So Derek will do it, reprocess it, you know, so that we have a lengthier study. And I appreciate how you said that you don't know if it's biblical or not, but you think it's not biblically born. So he's going to come through and then we see because it's quite interesting what you're saying, because vele, we give expecting to be given back. I give you 100 rand, I expect my 100 rand, you know, for you to give me back my 100 rand. Can't you know? Someone is going to come and give me an orange. Not even the person that I gave that 100 rand to. But we miss that because I'm waiting for you to give me that 100 rand, you know. So I think we need a greater conversation. I see him nodding. I'll be in touch with you. Me, I can't do it because I can't pronounce the processes. So someone who can pronounce it is better for you to do that. I'm going to ask that as we close, man. Can you please pray for our young girls that they may build stronger and good relationships and upholding all the principles we're getting from the Bible?
All right. Thank you. Let's close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for this wonderful time that we've had with one another. At this moment in time, we ask, Lord, that you may please help our hearts to grasp what you have given us this morning, so that we may be able to do what you ask of us, to live according to your will, God, in each and every aspect of our lives. Help us, O Lord, as young girls, to be able to always ask for. You tell us in the Bible that if we acknowledge you, O Lord, in all our ways, you shall direct our paths. We ask, O Lord, that you may please get Jehovah, as we acknowledge you in each and every part of our life. Direct us, Lord, in doing things your will, the right way, the biblical way, O Father God. We ask all of this in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Cleo, thank you so much for joining us to Richard again, I believe on Thursday and soon on Bible Perspective. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.